welcome back to Second Take Movies, the podcast where we give movies a second look, second chance, a second take, if you will. I'm your host, Preston Jenkinson, and joining me, as always, it's my co-host, Jake Twido.
I'm a bug. Sugar water.
Was that pretty good?
That was pretty good.
Yeah. I didn't know it was Vincent D'Onofrio. I can't say his last name, dude.
D'Onofrio.
History of this podcast. D'Onofrio?
D'Onofrio.
All right. Then my brain was right. I still can't comprehend that's him.
Because still to this day, you call Ryan Johnson Rain Johnson.
Yeah, that's how his name is, right? He's Rain Boy.
I was watching back the Last Jedi episode, and you called him Rain Johnson like 10 times.
What was it, Taika Waititi?
No, Weatati was that.
Whoa, Weatati. Look, I'm gifted with a couple things, but speaking is not one of them. Which in a podcast is probably not a good thing to hear.
Yeah.
No.
But God, this is a good movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I had a great time. I had no problems.
It's like it's a buddy cop movie that's got the, you know, just in like a sci-fi weird kind of thing, and it's not like they're not the chosen ones or anything. Like, they're just really good at their job.
It's flat out two federal officers doing this. And that's it.
They're just another day at work.
Which I'm going to tell you right now. Tommy Lee Jones, if he's in it, I'm probably like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Give that a shot.
The story, James, an NYC cop, is hired by Agent K of a secret government agency that monitors extraterrestrial life on Earth. Together, they must recover an item that has been stolen by an intergalactic villain who's a cockroach.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool to, like, create, like, the evil alien is a cockroach. Just a giant cockroach.
Yeah, again, like you said, this movie does just about everything right. Villain's great, little stupid at times, but in a good way.
Yeah,
I don't know. This doesn't feel like 1997 to me.
No,
but it does at the same time.
A great pronunciation of sugar.
Sure
water and Egger.
Sure water,
and his wife is Egger.
Could we spend the next 30 to 40 minutes just saying that?
Sure.
Sure.
Hey, how's the review for this?
Susan Walshina.
Walshidonka.
The snappy sci-fi hoot Men in Black is kind of an Independence Day for smart people. I take offense to that.
Yeah, I do too. That was really short, and I kind of do take offense.
But she's right. But Men in Black is a better movie than Independence Day. So.
Was this a comic?
Kind of a comedy, yeah.
No, comic. Like,
It was. Technically, it's a Marvel comic. It was.
Okay. I thought that's right.
What was it? It was originally published by. It's published by a company that Marvel bought out. In like the 80s or 90s. So.
Okay.
Technically, this is a Marvel movie.
Best one they ever did. Dumb joke.
Yeah. Mark Savlov of the Austin Chronicle with a negative review says, like the inky void of space, there's really not much here, but what there is certainly entertaining. I disagree with you, sir.
That's also not a terrible bad review. I mean.
No. No, like
the older I get, the more I'm like, was it entertaining? If it was entertaining, then I don't care. I don't care how bad it was. It's great.
It's like even the bad reviews for this were like, there's something here.
But you know, it's really weird, man. Like my comments last week about Will Smith. This is how long I had it pulled
An hour
up
and a half, 90 ago. Minutes.
Oh, no. From when Wild Wild West came out. This
is 2 years before.
He's so much better in this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. And Enemy of the State, he was really great. So what happened? I think that was the only movie in between.
I just think he just made a bad decision on a movie.
I think he got cocky, boy. I think that's what. Because I don't know.
I even watched a video the other day, like that was about Will Smith, and it was like he's made some stinkers the last couple years, like the Gemini Man and After Earth and what else?
Aladdin.
Aladdin wasn't that bad.
A lot of people crap on it. I know this is me. I can't do it, man. I can't do his genie. I can't do that. I don't know.
Robin Williams did something different with it. Yeah. Well, I mean, nobody was going to top that or be comparable to that. But
so you know what I say? Don't do it, Disney.
Well, you know.
Yeah, somebody's got to make that racist some money. He's not racist. I don't know why I said that. I do want to ask you, did you watch, I think it was a Netflix movie, Bright?
Mm-hmm.
Was it good?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Never mind.
Speaking of not good people, that was written by Max Landis.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good then. That's all I need to know.
Have you ever seen Max Landis on YouTube, like, talking about stuff?
Little weird.
Crazy little person. Sexist.
Little crazy.
Also, I mean, accused of sexual assault. So there's that.
He's got to have some mental disorders, though, which, like, I don't know.
I kind of get that. You grow up in Hollywood around all those people. Because his dad is John Landis, who wrote a bunch of Spielberg movies.
I never put two and two together. I didn't. Well, he did Chronicle. He wrote Chronicle.
Okay. That's a hit.
But then he did American Ultra.
He wrote that, yeah.
But, like, I don't know. You look at those movies and you're like, yeah, this dude's a little unfiltered.
To me, Josh Trank made Chronicle what it is.
Is that the that's the director? Or mm-hmm. did he produce it?
He was the director.
Yeah, that was a really sorry. I like this movie. We're already going off talking about something else.
Yeah.
Like last week where we want to talk about everything else, just to be clear.
This is just us going off on a rabbit hole by ourselves.
I think I've said it before. When John Williams does a score, I'm happy about it. We've done some stuff. But when Danny Elfman does it, we've also done those. I just get put in this place of like, I'm going to like this. You could have a black screen and I'm going to be okay. So it's also had that going for it.
Mm. This movie, like I talked about earlier, was like a hodgepodge of famous people that had worked with famous people. Like the director of this was the director of photography for the Coen brothers for years.
Is that Barry Sonnenfeld? Something yes. like that.
Yeah.
Sonner.
And then you've got Sonnenfeld. Danny Elfman, who worked with Tim Burton for years and years. Still does. Rick Baker, who has done every practical makeup thing that you love, he's done it.
This is totally random. I'm stuck on Barry Sonnenfeld, whatever the right one is. You ever see the movie Get Shorty?
No, but I know he directed it.
Yeah. I think I've seen the sequel. Sorry, okay. I'm just over here, you know, ticking marks on stuff I need to watch.
Right. But this one opens with a dragonfly guiding us through the credits, really, just flying through the credits. And we're in a desert location, and then we cut to some people trying to get into the U.S., Mexicans. We're on the Mexican border. Immigrants.
That's the polite way.
Yeah, I'm trying to avoid anything one way or another.
some illegal immigrants.
Yes, illegal immigrants is what they are.
No, you know what? Let's play it good. They're illegal aliens.
But
this whole movie's whole thing is?
It's the a metaphor for illegal aliens. So they find all these people in Border Patrol finds them in a truck, and then two guys pull up in black suits and a black car, and wouldn't you know it, it's Tommy Lee Jones and his aging partner, Agent K and Agent D.
How? I think they talk about it later, but like, isn't like who? How is it? Just the order they join?
I think it just goes by their initials, I think, because
he's James, right? Jay?
Yeah. Agent, yeah. Because Will Smith's character is named James, and so he's just Agent J. I think, is it this movie or one of the next couple movies? Third one, they reveal that Kay's name was Kevin.
I think that's the third one. Third one, because he gets.
Because Josh Brolin plays him in the third one, and that's great.
Oh my gosh, dude. Let me tell you something.
I can't wait to watch that one.
I am so pumped. I've only seen it once, and I just remember watching it, and I didn't know who Josh Brolin was.
I don't think anybody did. I had no idea.
But he played the greatest Tommy Lee Jones I've ever seen in my life.
Josh Brolin was kind of on a comeback, not to get us on another rabbit hole, but he was on a comeback back then.
Yeah. I mean, like, Josh Brolin to me is the Goonies.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, honestly, no. No Country for Old Men.
Yes.
Is that was, but that kind of started this one, right?
But what it really started was in American Gangster with Denzel Washington and Russell Crowe.
He plays a crooked cop in that movie.
He was on a podcast. He was on Tony Hawk's podcast, actually. Talking about everybody's got a podcast nowadays. Look at us. I mean,
yeah, I know, but dude, God, Tony Hawk.
He said he was broke when he made that movie. And he hardly didn't make anything off that movie.
Hollywood's weird, dude.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Even if you make all this absurd amount of money, you can lose it pretty quick.
Actually, no, I couldn't. While I say this with all these synthesizers behind me that cost way too much money, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not in debt.
And D get all these people out of the truck, and then they K is slowly interrogating them in Spanish to suss out which one is the intergalactic alien and not the border alien.
Dude, I forgot how intelligent this movie was, and at this point I went, oh, I love this movie, actually. Like, this is smart. This is common sense bullcrap. It's great.
Yeah.
But they suss him out, but
because he doesn't speak Spanish,
doesn't he? But he gets away. He kills somebody. Correct.
He kills one of the
how D
because they bring him to further into the desert to have a conversation with him. One of the border agents comes up and sees that he's an alien, and then it does that great effect of. That eye flipping around, and he sees him, and he doesn't kill a border agent. He just gets goo all over him because he goes to attack him, and then Kay shoots him.
What's that goo?
It's just blood, I guess. Alien blood.
Growls or what? What? Anyways, Nickelodeon had slime.
Yep.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you one quip trivia piece that I remember from long, long ago. Will Smith apparently hated the slime. I was like, I don't want this. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Tommy Lee Jones was like, yeah, whatever. If it makes somebody funny, I'll do it. But Will Smith was like, I'm not getting slimed. It's like, okay. No one knows you, buddy. No one cares.
So. I think Tommy Lee Jones has just done everything. And he's like, I don't care.
He did that movie with a bunch of cheerleaders. That sounds crazy. What is that movie?
Oh, where he was like a U.S. Marshal and he's protecting sorority girls or something.
Yeah, it was so entertaining. It was good, man. Not because of the cheerleaders, just him.
Yeah, of course not.
Again, just Tommy Lee Jones. He's in Jason Bourne. He's a Jason Bourne guy, even.
Holy crap, he was.
Yeah, he's also in Captain America.
Yeah, I haven't seen that Jason Bourne movie in so long.
It's not bad, man. It's good.
Jason I don't Bourne's remember liking back, it.
Baby.
Yeah, they're trying to make another one. Anyway.
Yeah. Sorry. Again, this is crazy. Sorry, this is a good movie, but
we're 15 minutes in and we're
yeah, so D's old and decides he can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
So he gets
the old neuralizer. Man, that was when I was 7 years old and I first saw this movie, I was like, that's so fucking cool.
Dude, I walked around. I don't have a pen up here. I never saw this movie as a kid. I saw it as an adult.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't see this. It's not that bad, but like, I have nothing that even looks like a pimp. I'd walk around neuralizing fools all day.
I think I had a VHS copy of this as a kid.
Dude, there's a kid in my elementary school that had a daggum neuralizer toy.
Oh, man. And
he was
that's
the
cool.
biggest, he was the raddest dude ever.
You it's know, almost like, what was that little recorder that Macaulay Culkin had in...
talking about this?
Yes, the Talk Boy.
Talk Boy. You know dude. What? Preston, if I hit play on this, Tyler Bradley is on it. I can't. I want to use this so much to make music. I need to get a new tape. But like, sentimentally, I can't over-record it. It's Tyler, Megan, and I goofing off.
Well, just take the tape out.
I know. I need to get a new tape. That's all I need to do. But oh my God, yeah. My brother got this, and now it's mine, boy.
So I always wanted one of those when I was a kid, and I saw how many of those did they sell, dude? Like,
got too many. But I tell you what, dude, I think the only reason I got into music in my life is because of that.
Yeah,
I got obsessed with if I put it in recording it in fast motion and then playing it normal, my voice is slowed down, and I'm like, I can get some really cool sounds out of this.
Yeah,
but. The neuralizer would be a great thing to have.
It would. So we cut
to work after this, right?
Yeah. We cut to James. At the moment, James Edwards, NYPD detective, chasing down a very athletic criminal.
Jumping off the daggum Guggenheim, too.
Jumping off of bridges, jumping up a wall.
Dude, Will Smith's outfits here, by the way.
Wild, dude.
That is some 90s choices, son.
Very 90s, dude.
Holy crap.
Very 90s.
So he gets off there, chases him. The guy turns into an alien, right? And then Kay.
Well, what happens is he blinks his eyelids. Like his eyelids.
From the side.
Well, no, his pupils. His pupils blink. Like,
yeah.
Like sideways.
Yeah.
And that kind of gives him like, what? What is that? And then I think he just kills himself.
I think so. But I tell you, I love you. That I almost said, I love you.
I love you too.
I love you. I just love the like, Will Smith sees something crazy.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't freak out. I don't know. It's very comforting. I feel like
just
now,
a little
like,
confused.
Someone would be like, oh! Oh, and so I have to explain it.
Not only that, like he pulled out a weird alien gun on him as well.
Yeah, that's right.
And that just burns away.
And then, that's right. And Kay comes back to interrogate what's happened. Mm-hmm. Like, he's
well, first
to
of all,
up.
First of all, we're introduced to the morgue lady because she comes in there and says, "Hey, I believe you. There's something weird about this guy in the morgue or whatever." And then Kay shows up. And does the neuralizer on her.
Oh, dang. Yeah. I'm sorry. In my head, that's the next movie. No, that's this movie. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why they have deja vu later on in the movie.
That's why I had deja vu just now.
Kay comes in and explains, hey, those were gills. What you were chasing was an alien. And
but he wipes them, which I forgot. I forgot he wipes them.
I did too. I forgot that too. I thought he just...
wipes him and says, here's my card. If you're interested, come do this.
Yeah. Well, I think he did that just in case, like, he doesn't...
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. I thought, that's a good, clever touch. Like,
technically, he's not part of MIB yet, so he can't... you don't want him to remember that entire investigation they did together. Mm-mm. Or questioning or whatever. So they head off to a pawn shop that's owned by an alien, played by a guy played Monk. Couldn't tell you his name. But he's been in everything.
Preston, I've never watched that show. I know who he is. I had no idea that was the same guy.
Tony Shalhoub?
That sounds right. I can't believe that crap. Holy.
I don't want to look it up right now, but yeah, that's him. The guy played Monk. He plays the pawn shop owner. And
dude, that is wild.
Will Smith knows him. Jay knows him. And Kay knows him, but from different worlds.
How fun is that whole thing, though, of like...
Oh, yeah, it's great.
I know this guy. I bust him all the time. And same time, the other guy's like, oh, yeah, I know he's one of ours.
Kay just comes in with his gun drawn. I was like, tell him, I'm going to blow your head off. And then Jay thinks he's playing around, but like, pop have goes ahead.
Have we bypassed the entire he's joining MIB?
No, this is all before that.
Dadgum, okay.
That's why he gets neuralized the first time and they wake up at the restaurant.
Okay, there we go. Sorry. The beginning of this movie, actually, this whole movie, the order is weird in my head.
It is a little bit, yeah. Once we get past all this, it kind of just is a straightforward adventure. But neuralizing
again. Yeah, then you find out aliens came here in 1961 at the World's Fair.
Well, no. We still got way more to do than that.
Oh, shoot.
Alien head pops. We find out he's a weapons dealer for aliens. And then Kay neuralizes him to have a conversation at the restaurant that Will Smith just kind of wakes up in the middle of. And then that's when he hands him the MIB card.
Okay, there we go. There we go.
But, but they also have... You're right. I did skip over something. They are on a park bench and he says... He kind of explains like we're an organization. He doesn't give him the full thing, but he says... We're an organization. There's aliens on this planet that like seek asylum. Oh, it was a dog.
he ate the other dog's food and heard it. It was like, dadgum it. They seek asylum. So, you may remember this, and I just can't. Like, I've watched all these movies. I've watched all of them, but the Chris Hemsworth one.
Oh boy,
which we're doing that, right?
Yeah.
Kay was at the beginning of all this, right?
Yes.
Okay. We're good. I'm caught back up mentally. Yeah. I understand the story of the next movie.
But
we're good.
He explains like, and then Jay's like, there's a great, great quote in this. He's like, why don't you just tell people that there's aliens among us? He's like, the person is smart and we get it, but people are dumb.
Yeah. Isn't that great? I mean, that's the truth. I mean,
it's like you explained COVID right there.
I've seen that quote tossed around so many times during the cold. During a little kid told me the other day, during COVID times, in it's like the last war.
We're gonna be like old people and like it was our depression or something.
That kid also said, "Mr. Jake, were you there when the 9/11 war happened?"
Yeah,
and I went,
it's still happening.
The 9/11 war? What are you talking about? And he was like, "You know, they flew them things into them buildings, and then we went to war." And I went, "It's not called the 9/11 war, but yeah, it was." And he was like, "Did you see them hit it?" And I said, "Dude, I was in South Carolina."
I was in a classroom in the 7th grade, and they wouldn't show it on TV. They just came over the speakers and said something happened. They wouldn't tell us what.
Dude, you lucked out. I was in 6th grade. They turned all the TVs on in the school. I saw that second plane hit the building.
They wouldn't turn TVs on at my school.
Dude, that was devastating, man. Like,
I had to watch it back later. I didn't understand what was going on.
I just remember kids. Sorry, let's get off 9/11. Let's get back. But, well, actually, New York, we're related. We're good.
This is like part of movies back then where you represent New York with the two towers.
So he gets neuralized. He's invited to come back, and he shows up to the Men in Black headquarters in New York.
And one of my favorite actors of all time, Rip Torn.
Isn't he the best?
Gosh.
Freaking Rip Torn. I didn't guess what you're about to say.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
That dude, man, like, he's perfect.
Yeah, he's great. There's several people from every branch of the military, Marines, Navy, Army, whatever you can name, they're there. And then there's Jay.
An NYPD agent. NYPD officer.
So this is like a recruitment day. They're trying to find somebody to take this spot. And I guess this was Jay's proposal candidate or whatever. So he takes the written test and everybody's popping open the test. And no one, because they're sitting in these egg chairs. And they're just, and then he's the one that, this is like to show you that he thinks different than everybody else is what this whole sequence does.
Drags a table over to write on. Instead of doing it in the air. I'm going to say right now, this movie inspired me. I used to, several years ago, be in charge of our interns, our hiring and stuff. And boy, I would do weird crap like this. I would do weird, like, or hiring people. just show me you can do something different. I don't care. Like, just give me a shot here. So I was like, oh, that's where all this came from. This is it exactly. But you also get like the greatest shoot sequence. They're all shooting aliens and he kills the little girl because she's got a quantum physics book in the range.
Those books are way too advanced for her. She's up to no good.
Ain't no way a girl like that be in the hood at this time of night with books like that.
Okay.
I loved it. Like, that whole thing of like, he's just hungry. That's all he is. And it's like,
he's hungry.
Yeah. You know what? This is perfect. Especially after watching the cartoon series that followed this year. I love that thing. I
forgot about that.
Dude, it was so good, man. That and Ghostbusters. I used to watch those both. I think they came on back to back for a while on one station.
There was also a Godzilla TV series that came out after that.
And that was pretty solid too.
It was. That was really good.
There's a lot of good 90s shows, man.
Yeah. Wow.
We're old. So he passes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like calling everyone, hey, we're going to go in here and do orientation. And Kay calls him and says, not you. And explains, if you want to do this, you're going to have a new identity. You're going to be erased. You're dead.
Nothing. This is we get the whole spiel. 1961, they made a government agency that was always laughed at, that was set up to make contact with aliens, which is a real thing that we have in our government.
Space Force, baby!
Well, I don't know if it's called Space Force, but they work in the Pentagon. Like, they're responsible for... if alien life comes, or they're supposed to make first contact, but
I want that job.
Yeah. It's an easy job. What are you doing? Nothing.
Jerking.
1961, they made first contact. And Kay was just out. He was just a guy that was out going on a date, and he had flowers, and he handed the alien flowers, and apparently he got recruited for MIB that night because... I guess they didn't have neuralizers back then.
And yeah, which...
left that girl behind.
Later movies will retcon that, I think.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
So he gives the alien flowers, and that's... it's the perfect example of giving somebody's origin story really quick, and you didn't need to have a long scene to show it. It's just done with pictures and a file.
I mean, like, I don't know, man. Some people are probably different than you and I, and I think you're about the same. Like Tommy Lee Jones, he just talks, and you're kind of like, got him.
Then Jay still doesn't really believe what's going on because he's been neuralized twice.
Yeah, I'd like to know the effects, the aftermath of that. Like,
yeah. And then my second favorite characters in these movies is the little twig aliens that just hang around the office.
the Mexican guys.
Yeah,
it's so fun, dude. Those are the funnest. That the best part of the cartoon was those guys.
Just a bunch of creeps that love smoking and coffee.
It's perfection.
Like when they're evacuating later on in the movie, they got like 12 cartons of Marlboros with them.
Yeah, they don't do... I don't know. Maybe some of the Marvel movies recently have done like side characters justice like this, or like where you just have this interesting person.
Like Darcy from the Thor movies, and she was later in WandaVision.
Yeah, and Rock Dude from Thor. Kind of the same deal.
Oh, yeah, Taika's character. Korg. Yeah,
But they go like straight out the gate here of going to the farm to investigate what's going on, and they discover that it's just his wife there, right? He's gone.
Yeah.
Edgar.
Well, I just love the way she pronounces Edgar. She's in like two scenes and she's great. Whatever her
name
is.
She's into other stuff too, and I was like, it's her. Great, perfect.
Egger. That's that was an Egger. I was a man in an Egger suit.
They figure out like, oh shoot, it's a bug. The dangerous. That's when we figure out the cockroach thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's disguised. Doesn't he steal bodies from the morgue here? to.
But no, he's looking for. He does. Yeah, that doesn't happen yet until he kills those two guys.
Okay.
And Vincent D'Onofrio's performance in this movie does not get talked about enough.
It's so good. He's so weird. I mean, it's stupid in the like, best daggone
that,
way.
That scene where he pulls the skin back when he first gets took over by the alien, that was practical. That was makeup.
I've always been blown away by this. Then I was blown away that, oh, that's Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah.
And watching it again, I was like, oh, shoot. Like,
that's
this
Kingpin.
Is all practical. All this stuff is solid, dude. What the heck?
Yeah. It's great. But he finds what he's looking for is like some ambassador of some species is here, and he's remote piloting an old Jewish man that's deals in diamonds or whatever.
What are they? Is it Orion? Like Orion's belt that they're looking for?
Yeah, the cat is named Orion, and it's on his collar. He has a galaxy that it's really small, and it's on his collar.
So is that I'm trying to remember right. Like the galaxy is that collar. Like it's a micro.
It's in that little pendant on the collar.
Okay.
Do you remember there's a little tiny little jewel thing hanging on the collar?
I don't know why still. Every time I've watched this, I've been like, oh, it's the coordinates to the galaxy.
No, it's the galaxy itself.
Yeah.
Because basically the bug catches up to this guy, kills him in a restaurant, and he thinks it's in this little container, but it's just diamonds. And he gets pissed. And then those two bodies end up in the morgue, and the cat ends up in the morgue with the body because he doesn't want to leave the guy. And that's when Kay and Jay show up posing as doctors to look at the two bodies.
And that's right. And then the little midget, not midget, sorry, the little teeny alien
tiny
head.
Tiny alien, yeah, in the head that like, was remote
there's a
piloting.
War coming. Yeah, you got to get Orion's belt.
The galaxy is on Orion's belt. And then Kay has to explain to Jay that Orion's belt is just a constellation of three stars. Like, that's not a galaxy. And so they go to talk to their informant. They're like I said, this is a buddy cop movie. There's an informant who's a
don't
punk.
Worry. The greatest. I feel like this is the mascot of the series.
Yeah.
The worms and then Frank the Pug.
Yeah.
Who was Frank the Pug? I didn't even look that up, and I
couldn't
meant to
tell you. I should really need to keep IMDb open when I'm doing this.
It's Tim Blaney.
I have no clue
I know who he is. He's a really big puppeteer. He did Short Circuit. He did My Website Page Is Loading, if I'm thinking here. He was Johnny Five in Short Circuit. He was in The Abyss. He was in Blues Brothers 2000. He ended up playing later.
I'm assuming
in life.
He did the voice too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He did it all. Did the voice.
But basically, they interrogate this pug, and he explains like just because something this big doesn't mean it can't like contains all this vastness and everything doesn't mean it can't be small as well.
Yeah.
He's like could be the size of a marble or a jewel, and like oh, there was a jewel on the cat's thing, and. So they have to rush back to the morgue, but guess what? Bugman also figured that out. And we get David Cross with some hair, who, for those unfamiliar, played Buster Bluth. No.
No, he's not a Bluth. He's
married to a Bluth. Tobias. Shoot.
Tobias. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you ever see his stand-up,
oh God, it's hilarious.
It's hilarious, and it is the most offensive thing I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Which I don't care. Like I'm like, all right, cool, but like he legitimately thrives off. I want to ruin your night. Let's go.
He's the never nude and the blue guy from Arrested Development.
Totally blew my mind who's in this. I forgot.
Yeah.
I saw it and was like, oh,
there's a few faces you see, and it's like, oh, I forgot they were in this movie.
Yeah.
He gets killed by the bug. After he swatted some flies and roaches.
I hate seeing roaches, dude. Yeah. That was my only... It's not a problem with this movie. I'm just like, I don't want to think about roaches. I don't.
Kay and Jay show up and Jay thinks that the lady's hitting on her, hitting on him. She's like, I gotta show you something down here. And he starts to go, hey, he kidnaps the doctor, jumps out the window, and this kind of leads to our finale of the movie, really. This movie's not very long.
No, I was shocked.
But it's like boom, 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 boom.
I'll be honest with you. I watch this late at night. I take sleeping medicine to go to sleep. And I said, well, I got some time left. I'm going to go ahead and take medicine. No, fell asleep in the last 5 minutes, had to rewatch it. But I mean, it's quick. It's 98 minutes. And you know what? I think we need to go back to that. The trend now of having like 2 hour movies. Screw that, dude. Sandwich that stuff up, man.
I'll pay some price. I'm the kind of guy that likes a long movie, but that's the weirdo in me.
If it's needed. If it's like this movie, if it's longer, I don't.
I'm now on the other side of that coin. Movies don't need to be 4 hours.
No.
Looking at you, Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Old Zachary.
Even though I kind of like that movie, but like, it's too long. There's no rewatchability in that.
By the way, at this point, I got curious. I'm always, I don't know if you pick this up. Anytime I watch these movies, I'm like, who is going to play who else otherwise? Clint Eastwood was supposed to be Kay.
Yep. I see that.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that happily, but they did the right choice. Like,
you kind of got discount Clint Eastwood.
Bingo, and save it.
Yeah. You need a guy that, like, doesn't have a real sense of humor that he's aware of, quote from the movie, and needs to kind of yell at somebody like he did in The Fugitive. You get Tommy Lee Jones.
Will Smith. David Schwimmer. Who dodged a bullet with that, dude?
Oh my god. I guess he's
a great actor. He's great. But oh this, my god.
He's not Will Smith, dude. He doesn't have the charisma of Will Smith.
He was in Band of Brothers.
I'm not saying he's not like there's a difference between being a good actor and having charisma.
Yeah, but I'm saying like he could be a like, you know, war guy, but he could not be a
detective.
He can't be a cool guy, dude.
No. There's people like Chris Pratt and Will Smith and Tom Cruise.
Ooh.
And even like a Glenn Powell that just ooze charisma. Like they've got it. Same thing with Donald Glover as well. But Donald Glover is more talented than all those people. But
I still just, I just always, I said it the other couple weeks ago. He's just so pretentious.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess you can be. Like, you know, mm-hmm. You can. That's fine. Yeah. I do have to say Quentin Tarantino was offered to direct this movie.
Yeah.
That would have been a different movie.
It would have been. Probably been rated R.
All right. We're not closing this thing out. But at this point, the other, like, smoking gun or fun joke of this.
Yeah.
They get armed up to go storm the bug. And
oh, yeah, because part of the plan that was set up in like those files back at MIB when they recruited Jay, that first night they decided to park those flying saucers at what was the World's Fair in Queens in like the 60s or whatever. And then they set up this amnesty thing as Earth is like a neutral zone between different alien places. And other bug people have shown up and say they want the galaxy or they'll destroy the Earth. And so our main bug that we've been chasing has taken the doctor to those flying saucers to try to escape Earth. And then they grab those big, huge guns out the back of the trunk.
And the little cricket.
A little cricket.
Don't you forget about that little cricket, that running little gag cool. For the rest of this thing.
Yeah. It's great.
So good.
So the bug makes it. He drops the doctor. I think she like knocks him or does something. He takes off in the ship and starts to fly off. And Jay and Kay with those huge guns, they blast it out this guy. Yeah.
Hose them down.
What do they do about all those people at Met Stadium that saw that flying saucer?
So in the cartoon series, they have a aerial vehicle. It's not a helicopter.
That's a neuralizer?
That's a neuralizer. It's kind of like the, I say Variabird because I can just think Fallout. But whatever the Avengers stuff is, like it can hover, whatever. Yeah, yeah. It neuralizes everybody. And they broadcast whatever after. So I'm assuming that's pretty much what happened there.
Mm-hmm. So they try to get another shot off, but the alien is out of his Edgar suit, and he's in full cockroach mode. And he eats both of those guns, and then Kay goes after his gun. Which, and the alien is pretty decent CGI for 97.
I was blown away by the practical and actual VFX in this. Like, it was wild.
Yeah, we take VFX for granted nowadays.
Yeah, those people work so hard. It blows my mind, man. Just
because they're not working with what Corridor's crew working with today.
No, they don't have. I mean, like if they had a computer like that, that's like a warehouse size computer at the time, and internet, that didn't exist.
They had to figure it out. Like the internet, it isn't what it is today either.
Yeah, and I forget that. Like, if they want help. Yeah, they don't have it.
It's just them.
You're pioneering. It's
So Jay tries to keep him on the planet because Kay is still in the stomach trying to get the gun. And he goes one or two rounds with the alien. And he gets knocked around, and then he finds some roaches in a dumpster and starts stepping on them. And he don't like that.
Mm-mm.
The big old alien don't like that.
But then doesn't the daughter kills it, though, with Jay's gun, right?
No, she's gone at this point. Kay does that from inside the alien's stomach.
I thought Laurel destroyed it.
Mm-mm. Well, the first thing was Kay blows it up from inside because he wants that gun. But before, like, his top half raises up because he's not quite dead yet because he's a cockroach. Yeah. She blasts that.
Okay, got it.
And so we cut to, she's recruited now. She's part of the agency. Kay is neuralized and back with his woman. And it doesn't set up a sequel. It really doesn't. Like,
I loved it. I love they did not intend to make anything else. It's almost like a good comic book series, which makes sense. There's a comic, like, you close the book. There's nothing else.
I feel like this girl got shafted in the sequel, but,
heavily. And she was great. I thought she was fantastic in this.
That's Men in Black.
I give it a 9.1.
It's a good 9 out of 10.
Yeah. It was awesome, man. I mean,
it's a good movie.
The story's good. The story's fun. It's engaging. It's clever. Mm-hmm. Acting's incredible. It looks good, like we just said, with the effects and everything else. Like, I couldn't ask for more, man. I'm having a hard time remembering 2 and 3. But I kind of remember it.
There's a good reason.
That's what I'm afraid of.
2 is like, ugh.
2's got Johnny Knoxville in it, right?
Yeah. With kind of almost the same gag as, like, they blew up that guy's head in the pawn shop, but it's different.
You can cut this if you want to, but I think it's important for everyone to know. Second movie I saw in theaters for some reason.
I did not.
And I'll never forget it. There's a scene at the very beginning where the girl makes her boobs bigger.
Yep.
And a dude was cranking it in the theater. Oh. And he got escorted out.
Well, yeah, that'll happen.
There we go. Hey, a great movie. Way to close it out with that disgusting story.
Fun fact, that also happened in Terminator 3.
Same deal?
Mm-hmm. It's a lady Terminator, and she sees a sign.
Yeah, she gets pulled over.
Yeah.
No, there's not. Sorry, though. This is the girl eats somebody in this movie. She eats somebody and walks out looking pregnant. I don't know. That dude was on stuff. He was drugged out, too, so that didn't help. But Let me save myself. What are you watching for once first?
I watched the first episode of Shogun last night.
Dude, I have not yet, and I've been waiting to hear what you think.
It is really good.
All right, I'm in. Done.
I am suckered in.
Is this a show I could watch while running in a public gym?
No.
Okay. Cool. Really what I needed you for there, buddy. Because
and I say that because there's a lot of Japanese, so it's a lot of subtitles. And
oh, but not a lot of like nudity, gore.
There's nudity. There's nudity.
All right. Okay.
And cool. There was one. Now I've just watched the first episode. There's one scene of nudity, and there's a guy that gets decapitated, and then another guy gets boiled in acid. I think it is, unless it's something else that I'm not aware of. So pretty graphic. I was like, oh, this is on FX. You know, I was watching it on Hulu, but it's like, oh, this came out on FX. It's not going to have nudity in it. And then they did. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I don't understand
how I guess that... since it's on Hulu.
Free game.
Yeah, but it's like, it's an FX show. So does it show on cable?
No. They censor it there.
Hmm.
That's my assumption. Unless
I would assume they cut around it on that, but on the streaming, see, I don't know.
I've never been able to figure it out, man. That's weird.
If it's a Hulu original, just make it a Hulu original. Maybe it is a Hulu original, and it's just produced by FX.
That's possible. I mean, they've got some shows that are like that on there.
And they probably just don't show it on cable. I don't know how that works. What did I watch? Ooh, Fair Play. I watched that Monday night.
Fair Play.
Two horny business people.
Okay, got it. Alden Ehrenreich.
Alden Ehrenreich and a lady.
How was it?
It was good. I'm kind of so-so on the ending.
Okay. That's everyone I've said is like, I enjoyed it, but I hated it when it ended. Okay. It's fun. Yeah, I'll have to check it out sometime.
Yeah.
That's a Rain Johnson.
You're right. He produced it.
I just wanted to say Rain Johnson. That's all. Ryan Johnson apparently is this guy's name. What a loser.
Yeah, because he just came across the credits. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Somebody call him and tell him his name's Rain. I've been right and he's wrong.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I said, what about you? But what?
Oh, I've been watching The Outsider on HBO. Ben Mendelsohn. It's a Stephen King story.
Yes, I remember that being advertised.
Jason, it's 2020. I thought it was new. It's not. Jason Bateman directed the first two episodes. It's outstanding.
Okay.
It's a very slow burn.
I got rid of Max because they had all that Discovery stuff on there, and then they were sending out all their stuff somewhere else. So I was like, what's the point?
It's not worth getting Max to watch this. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, but it's awesome. What was I about to ask you about, Preston? I just lost my brain.
I don't know. I kind of interrupted you.
Yeah, you're fired. Get out of here. man. I think it's something we text about. Hold on. But yeah, The Outsider, it's such a good thriller.
I think I've heard of it.
Little paranormal, but it is. Oh man, I was shocked. My wife, this is so weird. Like I can say Logan to you, but whatever. My wife Logan was like, "I think I want to watch this." And I said, "Well, I'll probably join you with it." Sunday, I fell asleep, took a nap, and she had it turned up loud. And there was gunshots, and it woke me up. Almost pooped my pants, thinking someone was in the house. I woke up like in a run to grab a gun and realized like, oh, this is a show. But it is, oh, it's so good. All of it is fascinating.
And while you're looking it up tonight, I'm going to watch Code 8 Part 2, made by Stephen Amell. It's on Netflix.
I've seen the ad for it.
Yeah, they've made they've self-financed both these movies. Him and his cousin, Robbie.
Yeah.
It's like people have powers. in the world and they're outlawed. It's fun.
It came out today though, right?
Yeah, it came out today, yeah.
Okay. I've never watched the first one. The
first one's pretty good.
I don't think I have. No, I may have. I don't know. I need to figure out if I have or not, but.
All right.
Well. I had a movie question or something. Who knows? I'll figure it out by next week. It'll hit me.
If you have a suggestion for a movie we should do, you can send that to secondtakemoviespod@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at secondtakemovies, where you can
tell us your favorite flavor of pancakes.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll put a tiny little review of something I've watched that we didn't cover on the podcast. I'll do that. Jake, you got anything you want to close out with?
I want to tell everyone that if you go to your local Lowe's, they are selling extra large zip ties. And if you put those around pants.
Yep.
And each leg, zip them up. You can load those up with dump.
Mm-hmm.
Have a party. Crap your pants.
Crap your pants.
Next week we're doing the... Nah, not too much.
Next week we're doing Men in Black 2 with a very young Rosario Dawson.
Yeah.
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 we'll see you next week with Men in Black 2.